This is a brief lecture following up on the practice activity we just did. We went over a verb list containing about 80 verb forms. I asked you to say each one, identify the aspect of each one, and then use it in a sentence of one or two words. This shows that you have an understanding of aspect and also how to make sentences. Now, you've all learned that complete forms are usually recognizable by the fact that they end in a barred lambda, often shit or chit, though those are not the only complete aspect forms. However, there are some complete forms in the list that do not end in shit or chit. It is not obvious that they are complete. Here are some of those. Hini, uyi, which mean to give. These are complete, but it's not obvious from their form. Watlak, to go to a place, and cha'ath, go on, which is used only in the command cha'athchi, also complete. Here are some more complete forms that might seem a little weird to you at first. Hitinqsat, to go down to the beach. Hinasit or hitasit, to arrive at your destination. Many beginners and intermediate learners feel weird with these words because they're so used to words ending in shit. That it feels weird to say a word ending in sit or such. They think, is the S wedge missing? And the answer is no. This is in fact how these are said. Hinasit, hitasit, hitinqsat. These are very particular endings. They are complete aspect, but they have a particular meaning. So such, for example, is a special complete form. It is the complete form of the ending is, meaning at the beach. So hitinqis means to continuously be at the beach. Hitinqsat means to start being at the beach. In other words, to start to go down to the beach. Hitinqsat. Satl is a special complete form that belongs just to that ending. Another example of this is tikwas, tikwasit. Asit happens to be the complete form of the ending as, which means on a platform. And that one also is just a plain S. Several of you wrestled with what aspect ha'ukwap is. You weren't sure if the up changes the aspect of ha'uk, and the answer is it doesn't. Up is a causative ending, has nothing to do with aspect, so it does not affect the aspect of ha'uk. Ha'uk is causative, therefore ha'ukwap is ha'uk is continuous, therefore ha'ukwap is continuous too. These are some of the repetitive forms in the list. Tsik tsika, hul hulha, tuh tuhwa. Tuch tuchwa is straightforwardly repetitive. It means jumping repeatedly. It's obvious why this is repetitive. Hut hutha, less obvious why this is repetitive, but as I mentioned earlier, it probably has to do with the fact that many dance moves are repetitive. You do the same move over and over again. But just as common as the repetitive form hut hutha is the continuous form huyath, and some dialects prefer one, some prefer the other, and it doesn't really make a difference. Tsik tsika happens to be repetitive. Does anyone want to take a stab at explaining this? Why is tsik tsika, meaning speaking, repetitive? Again, we're comparing the verbs tsik tsika and wa. Wa, to say, continuous form wa wa. Tsik tsika, speaking, repetitive, complete form tsik shit. I usually translate tsik shit as speak, wa as say. The most important difference between these two verbs is that wa is quotative. When we use wa, it's because we're going to say what someone said. Tsik tsika ish, he's speaking, period. I'm not telling you what he said, I'm just telling you that he's speaking. Whereas if I want to tell you what he said, I would use the verb wa. Shahyuti ath, wa mitish. He said shahyuti ath. So wa is a quotative verb. But my question earlier was, why is tsik tsika repetitive? And the answer, in my understanding, is there's no good reason. It's just the way Nuchanoth does it. Verbs for speaking a language are typically repetitive in Nuchanoth, and there's no good reason for it. That's just how it is. So speaking Nuchanoth is ku kuatsa or tsik tsikasa. Notice that those are both repetitive. We can also make the verb for speaking any dialect by taking the name of the tribe and making it repetitive. So tsisha'at is the name of a tribe. Tsi tsi sha'atha means speaking tsisha'at dialect. Ahos'at, name of a tribe. Ahos'atha, speaking a Hausa dialect. It's a convenient convention. There are also some ongoing aspect verbs in the list. They include utsayuk, wathuk, hintshit, and uyathuk. These ongoing forms, utsayuk, wathuk, hintshit, uyathuk, are ongoing because they are derived from complete forms. So utsayuk is based on utsachit, to go and be done, complete. Utsayuk, in the middle of going, ongoing aspect. Wathak, to go and be done, complete. Wathak, going, ongoing. Hinatshit, to come and be done. Hintshit, coming. Uathuk, taking care of, continuous aspect. Uyathuk, this is a bit of a mystery actually. Most or all ongoing aspect forms are derived from complete forms, except this one. Uyathuk seems to be a ongoing aspect form that's based on a continuous form. Really can't say much more about it than that for now. So I'm going to focus on utsayuk, wathuk, hintshit. These are ongoing forms based on complete forms. Utsachit, wathak, hinachit. This is what the ongoing aspect is. It is an imperfective derived from a perfective. I've been throwing out these terms, perfective and imperfective. These can be convenient ways of understanding the aspect system, because although Nechanov has many aspects, they fit into two broad groups, perfectives and imperfectives. An ongoing form is what you get when you take a perfective, like utsachit, wathak, hinachit, and make it imperfective again. That's what the ongoing aspect is. And if that didn't make sense, don't worry about it for now. That'll be for next term. The last form I'll mention before our break is hith. Some of you asked me what aspect hith is. And the answer seems to be that hith has no aspect. It has only one form, hith. It does not have multiple aspect forms. And it's compatible with different aspects. You can use it in sentences with verbs of various aspects, and it seems to mean the same thing. So hith seems to be unusual in that it has no aspect. That is the end of this summary lecture on aspect forms. Our main goal today is to acquaint you with all of these forms, all of these verb forms, and to get you well on your way to mastering all of them, so that when you want to use one of these very common verbs, you'll know the right aspect to use and the form of that aspect. Juj.